Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.
Hey guys, and welcome to episode 2 of the Pop Off podcast. First of all, I just want to start off by saying thank you guys so much for all the love you showed to episode 1. And thank you to everyone who left a review and clicked subscribe and all that jazz. It actually means so much to me. But on today's episode, we are joined with one of my really good friends, Olivia Neal. Probably know her from YouTube.com. And we talk a little bit about Love Island, both real life and virtual. New celebrity pregnancies at Netflix series. And Ariana and Lady Gaga's new single, Rain On Me. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Olivia Neal.
Hi, I'm so excited.
So excited. How are we doing today?
Good. Really tired. I have not been up this early, probably the whole lockdown.
I know, me neither. I had to go, usually I go to bed at 3. Oh, by the way, for context, it's 9:30 a.m. currently in the morning when we have, I was about to say filming, but we're recording. It's audio, not visual. That's actually the technological term. I haven't been up this early since before lockdown. And I usually go to bed at 3 a.m. and I had to force myself to go to bed at 1. So I was actually able to wake up. It was a journey.
See, I can't force myself to go to sleep. I literally was up until 4:30 watching really scary documentaries. I can't stop. Oh my God, have you seen Fractured on Netflix?
Fractured? No.
Yeah, you have to watch it. It's literally my favorite movie ever.
What's it about? Oh, I don't like movies though. I don't have the attention span for movies. I stop watching movies after 20 minutes.
But it's an art. Yeah, it's because all you watch is Friends. No, it's one of those movies at the end. You're what is going on? What is my life? It messes you up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I only watch 20 minute TV shows. I don't watch anything of any substance. I've maybe watched one TV show which wasn't either directed at teens or was a 20 minute TV show. It's not me. It's just not.
Don't you watch Skins?
Oh yeah, I watch Skins, but that's directed at 16 year olds. And I'm and I praise it for geniusness. I'm this is the most clever TV show ever.
I've never seen it. I just know it from TikTok, people trying to be Effie.
It's quite I've never seen any of them shower. They just look dirty.
Me.
Hey. First up today, Molly Mae's 21st birthday. First of all, I had no idea her and Tommy Fury were 21.
Why are they so young?
Tommy Fury is literally 2 months older than me, and he looks like he could be my father.
I just want to be both of them. They really have their lives together.
I know. Yeah, it does make me... Because I always think that they're so much older. And then when I'm oh no, you're my age and you have a very successful business and all this. And I'm cool. That's not me, but that's fun.
Did you see their dog?
Yeah. First of all, it's really cute. But I always said that I wanted a Pomeranian. By the way, if you didn't know, they got a Pomeranian dog for her birthday. But I've actually decided that I don't want one anymore because they look too fluffy to cuddle.
Yeah, it really reminds me of Logan Paul as well. Do you remember he used to have a Pomeranian?
Did he?
You know, I used to literally watch Logan Paul religiously. I really was... Oh. We don't talk about that time.
When did you watch him?
When it was his OG vlogs, when he lived in that wee apartment and had that Pomeranian con, but then it got eaten by hyenas.
Sorry, what?
He's so unhinged. He posted CCTV footage of his dog dying and no one talked about it. And I was are we gonna talk about this? Or
why is that not a well-known fact? I had no idea that this was ever a thing. I never knew you even had a dog, never mind it was eaten by hyenas.
I feel people just expect it from him at this point though. But anyway, yes, Molly Mae and Tommy Fury. Did you see Tommy's birthday vlog?
No, I've not seen it. What happened in it?
Oh my God, just the present she got him. I was can you imagine? It was like 12 Balenciaga hoodies and just like, oh.
Oh my God. They're just so rich. Like,
I know.
I'm just so jealous.
And didn't everyone in Love Island be like, oh my God, they're such a fake couple. And now I look at them.
I know. To be fair, I was like, no offense to Molly Mae or Tom Fury. And while I was watching it, I was like, yeah, I don't think they're going to last. But I think they kind of lost because they were younger. Like, I feel like always on Love Island, they come out and it's like a 19-year-old with like a 32-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
true.
It's like such a big age gap. And then they come out in the real one. It's like, it's just not realistic. But they're actually like the same age.
Yeah.
So I think that probably helped.
I've never seen Love Island.
You've never watched Love Island? Wait, what?
I know.
Wait, what? I thought you were like a fan.
No, I became a fan of like Molly Mae after, but I'd never seen it. I watched that final of the winter one there, but that was it.
I'm so perplexed right now. I literally this whole time thought you were not like a fan, but like you might have like occasionally put it on at 9 PM in the soir. Like, checked in on what the girls are doing.
I just know about it from your Twitter.
Wow. Okay, that's quite a shock to the system. I didn't quite expect that to come out in this. I was like, that's exposed. Like breaking news to me. Speaking of Love Island, I know you don't watch Love Island now, which we're going to have to move past and build a bridge and get over. But I know that you have seen on TikTok, the TikTok version of Love Island.
What is going on, genuinely?
I was literally like scrolling through my For You page. This was like 2 weeks ago, and the first like video came up, and it was like this like random girl in her bedroom with like the Love Island theme track in the background, being like, "I'm fun, I'm chatty, I'm flirty," and I'm like, "Wait, what?" I was like, "What is going on?"
It's that guy, you know, on TikTok. And he's in like he replies to the comments. You know, you can put comments on the screen and then like reply to it, and it's like, "What would I do if a girl pooed in my bed?" And just gives this really weird answer. And it's like him and his friends, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like a whole like gaggle of them. Like, and it's like it's like one will like die down and then like another one will come. Like they don't stop breeding. They're just coming out of nowhere. The ones who replied to the comments.
Oh, and did you see the guy doing the Ian Sterling impersonation on it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They have that host.
You know what? To begin with, I was like, what the hell is going on? But now it's like they've actually like really thought of like it through, and it's actually quite smart. Like they have like a host and like live dumpings and everything. It's quite like I feel like if, like I really cared, I could probably get quite invested in it.
It's the fact they can't have like conversations with each other like for people to see. So have you seen what they've done?
Yeah, no. So if you guys haven't seen on the TikTok account, they do this thing where it's like they'll talk through voice messages, but they'll still like. Have a conversation as if they're on the island, so they'll be like, can we talk at the fire pit, even though they're like sat in their bedrooms in Wolverhampton.
Where are their parents? Like, if my mum and dad find out I was doing that, they'd disown me.
I think though, I probably would have, like, if I was like, yeah, I would do it.
Please apply.
I want to go on.
I would do Real Love Island 100%.
Would you actually?
Yeah, if I was single, obviously, but like, it is like, I think it would be so funny because everyone's so serious and like, do you know what I mean? It'd just be really funny for like an Irish person to go on. I suppose more has gone on, it has been funny, but I just think English people are so much like more serious. Not you. Oh, you're Scottish.
Yeah, well, I'm half Scottish actually. Can we not like assume my nationality? Half Scottish, half Welsh, if we're actually going to be factually correct about this.
Really?
Yeah, I've got no English in me. That's why my name Lewis has a Y in instead of an I, because it's Welsh spelling. God.
Can you do a Welsh accent?
No, I can't do a Welsh. I don't even know what a Welsh accent sounds like. It's like you rap it.
Or Gavin and Stacey. No, but my sister's boyfriend is Welsh, and they met in like Australia or whatever. So whenever I met him for the first time, like he came over to stay with us, and we went out for dinner. And I kid you not, I didn't understand one word he was saying. But surely, whichever one of your parents have a Welsh accent?
No, one of my parents is Scottish. One of my parents is Welsh, and neither of them have an accent. They're both speaking an English accent.
Really?
Yeah, but it's because we've lived in like England for ages, and like they both work in England, and it's like. But they have like accents when they talk to their family, but like not day to day life.
I might get an English accent.
You might get.
You got an English accent, so why can't I?
I think my favourite accent is probably Liverpool.
What is it they say? Canna cuch.
I like it. It's quite not soothing, but like, I would like ASMR in Liverpool accent. I feel like that would be like the peak of ASMR.
I like Scottish, and I don't mind Newcastle because it reminds me of Geordie Shore. Yeah. That was a culture reset.
To be fair, I like all accents other than mine. Like, I like the boring British one I hate, the plain one.
Yeah, but it's also like the most like understandable. The rest are like indistinguishable. I really don't like. Oh, I quite like Essex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually like had an issue recently. Like, I can't stop speaking in Essex accent. Like, I don't realise I'm doing it. Like, if I go to film a YouTube video, I'll go to edit it, and literally like half of the footage is just me speaking in an Essex accent. But my brain isn't like actually comprehending what's going on at the time, that like I've slipped into this accent, and it's becoming an issue because it's like, if I was a viewer, I'd be finding this so annoying that like, it's because it's not just like for a one-off sentence. I'm doing like a whole entire Q&A in an Essex accent.
Oh, wait, can you do an American accent? Do you remember the morning we sat in your room after a night out and we just sat and did every accent we could?
So there's been loads of new music coming out during lockdown, and we had another music collaboration this week, which was Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga with Rain On Me. Rain On Me, Me, Me. Now, controversial, I wasn't actually a big fan of the song.
Neither was I. Like, whenever I listened to it for the first time, right, hear me out, doesn't it sound like a song that's being promoted by like an ex-Love Islander who like doesn't really know what TikTok is? This is on TikTok, and it's like they're doing 1.5 speed, and they're like...
and it's the bling effect. No, they do the effect where it like just like it like glitches in the screen like halfway through, and it's like, you don't need to do that.
That's what I thought when I heard it. Like, I wouldn't listen to it again, to be honest.
I just feel like it sounded quite chaotic.
Yeah,
like there was just a lot going on. But I mean, it's, I feel like it's quite like a summer song, so you know, that's nice that we're coming up to summer.
Well, I only listen to TikTok songs anyway, so.
Yeah, I know. When Olivia came to my house, she was like, play the, literally at Pre's, like in the Uber in the morning when we were getting ready. All it was just play this song. And it was by like some like random TikTok person. What song? It was like the, was it the You're Just a Loser?
Oh, Benet?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've given that girl so much publicity. And like every YouTube video, I'm like, Stan Benet. And everyone's like, who is this girl?
And I was just like, I have never heard this song other than the 15 seconds that like was on TikTok, and you were like doing like her whole repertoire, like five of her songs words for word, and I was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, this is like a glitch in the simulation. I was like, I shouldn't be hearing this song off the app.
It's because all I do is spend my time on TikTok, like, so I just need to listen to the music outside of it so I feel like comfortable and I'm not on
you see
it.
I go through phases with TikTok. I'll go through like a phase where like I'm on it every day, and then I like won't go on it for like a week. It's really like quite inconsistent. I don't really know why. I would have thought, I think it's because of my attention span. I can't really just concentrate on one thing for the long enough. Like, I get bored of things, and we just have to switch it up to keep me entertained and living.
Yeah. But over lockdown especially, I feel like I've been nonstop. What have you been doing over lockdown? Like, I feel like you haven't quite done like a vlog, like what I do every day in lockdown. Like, I don't feel like I know the biz, like what's going on.
I did do a weekly vlog, but that was at this very, that was like the first week of lockdown. I vlogged the first week of lockdown. I don't really know. I usually wake up about 10 a.m. is my usual wake up call, 10 to 11. I'll have a bowl of porridge and an iced coffee. And then I'll maybe browse social media applications on the mobile device, have some lunch, usually like a light sandwich, if you will. Then in the afternoon, I just sort of just watch YouTube, and then I have dinner, and then I watch something, and then I go to bed. It's really not an exciting sort of thing. I mean, there's not a lot to do. But is Ireland rules like less strict now about going out?
Yeah, like last week we were allowed to start meeting up with friends, I think in like groups of like six outside.
We've only just got that. I think it comes into play the day this podcast goes live, Monday, that you can meet with like six people. I've still not left my house since this started. I've left my house once.
Really?
Since the start of March. No, twice. Once was for a walk and once was to go to the shops. So that was literally it.
You've been on one walk.
Yes.
Are you not going insane?
Yeah, but I was already quite cuckoo to begin with, so like But also, I'm quite like an extroverted introvert. Like, I don't need to like be out. You know how some people like crave the public, not the public, but like crave like fresh air and oxygen. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with just being in the four walls of my bedroom. I don't need. I'm a very simple, down to earth girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that, but it's more like I need to get away from my family. Like,
yeah, but I don't spend... the only times I spend outside of my bedroom is meals.
Are your whole family not like, is this child okay?
Yeah, but also they've had like 20 years of it, so they know knew what to expect going into this.
Do you live in the countryside? I feel like I imagine you in the countryside with like wellies on. And...
wellies? Everyone wellies since I was like 8 years old. I used to be obsessed with wellies. Like, it was like I wanted this red pair, this red, like I was like 8 years old and I knew the welly brands. There was like this welly brand called Hunter and I was like,
oh,
remember
my God.
Like, for my like, yeah, for my 8th birthday I asked for a red pair of Hunter welly boots as like an 8 year old child. It was like not okay.
There was a while I was like so desperate to be a horse girl. Like I just needed to be a horse girl. And I would like beg my mum every day to just like start getting me lessons, stables and Hunter welly boots.
I was a horse girl for a while in my life. From the age of about 7 to 12, I competed. I was actually not trying to blow my own trumpet or anything. I was actually really good. I did like the whole cross country. I went every weekend, literally every, I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, I would go and compete every single weekend.
Why did I not know this?
It's not quite public, it's not very public knowledge. Like I've never really talked about it. It's like it's a close chapter of my life.
Did you like hiss at people in the playground?
No, I wasn't like a weird, no offense, I wasn't like a weird horse girl. I was just like, I did go to like the pony clubs though in the summer, like the camps where you like camped out and it was like you just rode your horse for a week. That was literally all you did for an entire week with like fellow other horse girls.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that was a time of my life, which, you know, I've moved on now. Every week on the podcast, we have a trending list where we go through the top five things which have been on my radar, if you will, on the week. And number one on my list this week is I'm a Savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, wretched. Because that went to number one in America.
Woo! Reminds me of the Dawn Twins video where they became TikTok stars and they did a dance to that. Did you watch?
You see, I've not watched it because... it doesn't quite sit comfortably with me because I'm still like, I was like very much of, I enjoyed, you know, the Sister Squad videos. They were fun to watch. And now this has come along. I'm like, I'm almost feeling like I'm cheating if I watch these videos.
Yeah. Also, is quarantine like not a thing in America?
That is what I'm thinking because anytime like a TikTok comes up on my For You page from like America, it is literally like just people in groups. And like loads of YouTubers are just hanging out with people. I don't understand if it's a thing or not.
If I came over and started like making TikToks with like you and Kate and all and Flossie, everyone would be like, are you okay? And like give me so much hate. Whereas I feel like they're not getting that much hate.
Yeah, if we did that, it would be like hashtag looking for Lewis and Olivia Neil at over party. It would be like, there'd be no coming back from that.
I know. No, but I do. I miss the Sister Squad so much. Like, see their Las Vegas trip? Like, that was the highlight of my life. Like, that was the peak.
Those videos were so good. But also, like, I just feel like when I see TikTok people on YouTube, it's like when two worlds collide. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like Addison Rae. Like, I enjoy seeing Addison on my For You page doing her little jigs and tap dances and toe touches. But when it, like, transforms onto YouTube, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, this is crazy. It's like a whole new dimension for you.
I know. I was, like, really surprised at her voice as well. Like, she came out, it's like, proper, like, hey, I'm partner. I was like, what is going on?
Second on the list this week, we have Debbie Ryan because she got married.
What?
Yeah, she got married this week. I had no idea these two were even dating. To, like, the lead singer from 21 Pilots.
Am I surprised?
I know. I was just like, I saw her on Twitter and I was like, wait, what?
Imagine she like took the veil off and she's like doing the Debbie Ryan face, like
the Radio Rebel face. I was really upset. I basically did, I think it was a TikTok, and it was like one of my only serious TikToks I've ever done. And all the comments were like, you look like Debbie Ryan at the end. And I went back and watched, and I was doing like a side smirk at the end, and I didn't even realize. And I was like, that's the last time I'm ever taking like anything seriously in my life.
What was the serious TikTok?
I can't remember. I feel like it might have been something to do with makeup. That's the only times I ever do stuff seriously.
Someone said I dance like Debbie, or this is how I imagine Debbie Ryan to dance. And I was like, oh.
I don't feel like that's an insult, though. I can imagine she'd be quite a good dancer.
Yeah, I guess. Did you see she wore Converse to her wedding?
Wait, what? Did she?
Have you not seen the photo of her and her husband wearing like Converse with their wedding suit? It's like,
oh. Shut up. That is the most like Debbie Ryan thing to wear Converses to a wedding.
I know, but like she was getting married with a Lazy Year 21 pilot, so what do we expect?
I've like got this newfound love for Debbie Ryan. Like, I'm such a Debbie Ryan stan now. Like, I'm almost inclined to go back and watch the entire seasons of Jessie. Like, there was a time during like a few weeks ago where every single video that I saw was just Debbie Ryan. Like, I had like liked so many that my whole TikTok had been curated just to Debbie Ryan videos.
I wonder why she's doing, like, does she know that this is happening?
I always think when like mainstream celebrities become like blow up on like TikTok and like videos of them, like, I'm like, do you guys know what is happening? Third on the list, we have Gigi Hadid, because she's gotten preggers. She's up the duff with Zayn Malik. That came out of nowhere. Like, I was quite shocked that they were just pregnant now.
I didn't know they were going out.
Well, they used to, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they were like pictured together a few times a few months ago. And then all of a sudden she was like, I'm pregnant with him. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, you go, girl. I was like, is the baby in the oven?
It's so weird to think that he's from Bradford.
Oh my God. I saw a tweet and I was like crying at it. I was like, imagine like the Hadids. Cause you know, like how their family are so rich.
Yeah.
They're like so like classy and all that. They were like the whole Hadids family, like coming over to Bradford when the baby's born to like show them to like the grandparents and stuff.
Also,
I just no, you go first. Seriously, honestly, you first. Ladies first.
It's so weird to think that like in the Hadid house, because they all quarantine with the mom, and it's like Dua Lipa and like Zayn Malik.
Wait, what? I didn't know Dua Lipa was quarantining with them.
Yeah, she's going with Anwar.
Oh yeah, she is. Okay, that makes more sense now. I just thought Dua Lipa was randomly just like, hey, I'm gonna come quarantine at your guys' house.
At your mum's house.
She, that song of hers, what's her like big song? That one, oh, Don't Start Now. Don't start hearing about me now. I feel like it's just been lingering about for ages now. I swear that song came out like 6 months ago and it's still just like in the charts and like constantly played everywhere. I've never heard a song which like lasts for so long.
I'm not complaining. I'm still a fan of it, like, even though it's been number one for a good year.
Well, she's just Dua Lipa, isn't she?
Yeah, she really blown up in the past like 2 years maybe.
Well, what was her big, oh, new rules one, don't pick up the phone, you know, she only calling because she's drunk and alone. That was like 3 years ago. 2 years.
Really?
2 years?
That feels like 2 months ago.
2 months? Are you joking?
I have no concept of time.
Dua Lipa new rules. It came out in 2018. So yeah, 2 years.
Have you ever met her?
I don't think so. I feel like she'd be tall.
I get kind of like 5'7 vibes from her.
Oh, I get 5'9 vibes.
Oh, okay.
She's got quite like a model-esque stature. I feel like I would be shocked if she was like quite like medium height.
Yeah, but isn't Zayn Malik quite short? Like, in my head, in the video of him dancing in his X Factor audition, like, he looks tiny.
Oh my God, that dancing video is just like one of my favorite videos to exist on the internet. It's just like the most like, how did like he become from that to that, like it just doesn't make sense.
It's so good.
He was always my favorite. I would feel like I don't know what's the popular opinion amongst One Direction stans, but Zayn was always my favorite in One Direction.
What? But he was the first one to leave.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the whole before he left and like fought them all on Twitter and stuff. Like, while they were actually all in the band together, he was my favorite.
I don't know. Harry Styles is He's always been up there. Harry.
Yeah, I do. I think Harry is my favourite now, if we're talking about now.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in the day, if we throw it back to ye olden days, I think Zayn was my fave.
I saw a video of their, you know, when they went away to, like, Simon Cowell's house in, like, the Bahamas. For, what's it called? Judge's House.
Judge's House. Yeah.
And Louis Tomlinson is just standing at the side, smiling the entire time, like the entire song. And apparently he'd been like stung in the foot by like a sea urchin or something, or like a jellyfish. And he went to hospital, so he didn't have time to rehearse. So the whole, if you watch the video, he's like, just smiling.
I had no idea. A Judge's House was always the weirdest concept to me. I was like, there is no way that all these people have all these houses in all these different countries. It was like Sharon Osbourne and Louis Walsh were supposed to have like 20 different properties in like 20 Coast Atlantic countries.
And then Simon Cowell would just bring on like Beyonce.
Yeah. Number four on the list is another pregnancy. And this time it's Desi Perkins. Woo! Have you watched that?
I used to be obsessed with her, but I haven't watched her recently.
You see, I used to be obsessed with her when like makeup was a thing on YouTube and like everybody was obsessed with tutorials. Mm-hmm. It was like her and what was her bestie called? Like Chrissy or something.
Yeah, I watched her too.
Yeah. And then I kind of forgot about them. And then Desi Perkins did this like YouTube series where it followed her like trying to get pregnant because she had like fertility issues. And then it was like a whole like series. And then in the final episode, you discover that she did in fact fall pregnant. It's like so good.
Aww.
And yeah, so congratulations, Desi. And on the bottom of the list this week, and it's bottom for a reason, is the show Elite. Now, I asked Olivia last night if she watched Elite, and she said no. This is going back to me only watching teen drama. Like, that's my whole repertoire of, like, television shows I've ever watched. But you haven't watched it, which is quite upsetting. I feel like you'd enjoy it.
I think I would enjoy it, and all my friends have been telling me to watch it, but, like, it just really, really bothers me that it's not English and that their voiceover is like not gonna be completely in line with their mouth.
Yeah, that I tried to watch it so I tried to watch it when it first came out with the voiceover, and I was like, I can't watch this. Mm. Like their mouth is speaking, but no, they're like the audio is speaking, but their mouth's moving in like a completely different speed. Mm. And then I tried it again in quarantine, and I was like, okay, I can get over this. I feel like it does take a while. But anyway, season 4, I think it is coming back, and they've like cut off half the characters. And, like, it's, like, all the good characters. So that's at the bottom of the list because it's a really bad decision. No offence to Netflix. If anyone from Netflix is listening to this podcast.
I feel like, do you watch Riverdale?
I was the biggest fan of Riverdale season 1. And then can I just say, I jumped off the Riverdale, like, hype before it was, like, popular too. I, like, was, like, at the start of season 2, I was, like, this is, like, so bad. I'm not watching this anymore. And then, like, 6 months later, everybody was, like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, I've been woke this whole time about this.
Have you seen the Riverdale song that's, like, trending on TikTok at the minute?
I found it so funny to begin with. And now I'm just, like, oh, my God, this is so annoying. It comes up, like, 50 times a day, and I'm like, I can't listen to, like, and Betty, like, one more time.
And Jughead.
Also, did you know a TikTok came up, and it, do you know the backstory behind it? It was like, I think he's Archie and Betty like had hooked up just before the song, and obviously like they date the other two people in the song, and it was like that's why it was supposed to be really awkward.
Oh my god,
I don't know, that shows. Yeah,
why did it turn into a musical? Like, I need to know what happened.
If you work at the Pentagon, let a bitch know. I don't know, that show is just, it mind boggles me how it's still going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, surely at this point they know that like the producers are purposely like doing it like this now because it goes viral on social media. I'm like, you surely can't still be producing this show and thinking it's good. Finally, we end each episode with a poll. Last week's poll was if you preferred Doja Cat's and Nicki Minaj's Say So or Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber's Stuck With You. Is that what it's called? Stuck With Me? Stuck With You? I can't even remember the song title.
You, I think.
Yeah. I mean, what would your poll option be for that one from last week's?
Doja Cat one, because I haven't listened to the other one. Oh, did it?
Yeah. Yeah, it won. And this week's poll is Love Island was supposed to be starting this week, unfortunately, but obviously because of the current circumstances, it is no longer happening. So the poll for this week is, are you going to miss Love Island or are you glad it's not going on? Personally, for me, and this might be a shock, I'm actually quite glad it's not happening. I feel like it was a bit too much. Winter's just finished. I need like a breather. I need to come up for oxygen. And I was going to ask you, but clearly we've discovered that you don't watch it, so.
Well, I would have watched it because it's locked on and there's like nothing to do. But usually it's like I have school in the morning and stuff. Like I can't be bothered to watch it at night.
School in the morning? It's on at 9 p.m. What time are you going to bed?
No, but I procrastinate all work until like 9, 10 o'clock.
Right, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not crazy upset that it's not happening. I mean, I would have liked it. I would have enjoyed it if it was on, but I'm not distraught. I'm not shedding tears in my pillow each night because it's not on.
Imagine they did it in like an Airbnb in like Cornwall or something.
Well, that's what they were saying. They were like, we might film it in August, like in the UK. And I'm like, where are you going to film it? Like Centre Parks or like Butlins? And they were going to like go bowling for their like dates.
I would think I would prefer that, genuinely.
Yeah, no, seriously. It would be so funny. But let us know what you guys think. And if you're going to miss Love Island or not, over on our Instagram, that is where the poll is going to be located, at Pop Off Podcast. Thank you so much for coming on, Olivia. Woo!
Thank you for having me.
No, seriously, it was a pleasure. It was delightful. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember to subscribe to the podcast for new episodes every week, and you can find us on Global Player, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you may fancy. If you do feel so kind to leave us a review, we are very thankful, and you can check us out at Pop Off Podcast on Instagram, and remember to vote in the poll this week. I'll see you next week. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.